So I'd say things got a lot more exciting in the last few months, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But I just want to ask about your patient. You said the patient had some toxicity. What kind of toxicity?
The patient had a transaminitis, so after the first dosing, we saw AST/ALT in the several hundreds, and this we know, and we see this with single-agent anti-PD-1 antibodies, maybe about 10% or more will have some transaminitis related to treatment. Usually, it's reversible. It's unclear, I think, if it's immune-mediated, but often it is treated with steroids. And in his case, we did treat him with steroids because it was relatively early in the use of these antibodies. And, you know, his LFTs resolved, and we rechallenged him off steroids, and he's been on treatment for 3 years without recurrence of that toxicity.
Yeah, you know, am I correct in saying that maybe autoimmune hepatic toxicity is not necessarily more common in patients with HCC than other cancers, but maybe has a different clinical relevance because they already have liver disease? Is that the case, or is it more common?
Well, you know, I think that if you look at immune checkpoint inhibitors across solid tumors, they do tend to have clusters of toxicity. So, for example, when you're thinking about patients treated with lung cancer, I think there is a bit of a higher rate of pneumonitis. Whereas when you're treating patients with hepatomas and gastrointestinal cancers, perhaps we see a little bit more of immune-mediated colitis or transaminitis. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, although, you know, it's always a problem in lung cancer because a lot of times it's hard to figure out even what's going on if they have pneumonitis.
Truly,
So
right.
anyhow.
Which is true for liver cancer as well. I mean, a lot of
Right,
these
and of
patients have
course.
hepatitis
Right.
C, hepatitis B, cirrhosis. So teasing out, you know, LFT abnormalities on a therapy is difficult. And generally, you know, when I see abnormalities in liver function tests, I will, you know, hold therapy and reassess. You know, I'll check viral loads for hepatitis, I'll reimage patients, and I'll make an assessment based on that as to whether I think it's drug-related, disease-related, or something related to cirrhosis.
Wow, that's really interesting. I hadn't thought about it from that point of view. It does seem like lung, though, because same thing. You got to rule out
Right.
every other. Oh, that's really interesting.
You
Okay.
do.